I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. College bowl season rolled on yesterday, and there was plenty of fighting spirit in the Armed Forces Bowl. A brawl broke out minutes after Mississippi State completed a 28-26 win over number 22 Tulsa. Players punched and kicked one another as teams raced out onto the field to get at each other. Tulsa coach Greg Montgomery said sophomore safety Kendarin Ray was treated for some sort of concussion after winding up in the bottom of a pile. Will Rogers threw for a touchdown and ran for another to help Mississippi State improve to 4-7. Emmanuel Forbes scored on a 90-yard interception return as well for the Bulldogs. In other bowl action, Antonio Phillips returned an early interception 53 yards for a touchdown, while Ball State was building a 27-0 lead in a 34-13 thumping of 19th-ranked San Jose State in the Arizona Bowl. Drew Plitt threw for a touchdown and ran for a score as the Cardinals picked up their seventh straight win since a season-opening loss to Miami of Ohio. The Spartans had to play without its two coordinators and Mountain West Conference Player of the Year Cade Hall due to COVID-19 and other issues. Backup Austin Kendall threw for a 20-yard touchdown pass to T.J. Simmons with 5:10 left, giving West Virginia a 24-21 win against Army in the Liberty Bowl. The Cadets had a chance to tie it with 1:50 left before Quinn Moretzky's 39-yard field goal was wide left. Josh Chandler ended Army's final possession with an interception and led the 9-3 Mountaineers with 13 tackles. Tyler had 3 rushing touchdowns to tie a Liberty Bowl record, but the Cadets fell to 9-3. Bowl schedule is heavy here today with 4 games on the slate, including a couple of big ones. It'll start off here early today with an 11 o'clock kickoff in the Peach Bowl, as that will feature Cincinnati taking on Georgia. That'll be televised on ESPN. The Citrus Bowl kicks off at noon today at Camping World Stadium in Orlando. That'll feature Auburn taking on Northwestern. Also, the 2 semifinal contests on the slate here on New Year's Day, as the college football playoff will get started at 3 o'clock kick, as number 1 Alabama will take on number 4 Notre Dame in the Rose Bowl game. That game actually being played in Arlington, Texas. They moved that due to COVID-19 restrictions there in the state of California. And then also later on at 7 o'clock tonight, the Sugar Bowl will feature number 2 Clemson taking on number 3 Ohio State, played there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in New Orleans. So those will be the semifinal games of the college football playoff here to cap off the football day on New Year's Day. In other sporting notes, in the NBA, the Indiana Pacers received another strong game from their All-Star center. Domantas Sabonis had 25 points on 10 of 14 shooting and grabbed 11 boards as the Pacers hammered the Cavaliers 119-99. Fred VanVleet scored 25 points. The Raptors earned their first victory this season by whipping the Knicks 100-83. 76ers are 4-1 after Joel Embiid provided 21 points and 9 boards in just 3 quarters of a 116-92 thrashing of the Magic. John Wall had 22 points and 9 assists in his first game since 2018, helping the Rockets down the Kings 122-119. Otto Porter scored 28 points against his former team, and Zach LaVine added 22 in the Bulls' 133-130 victory against the winless Wizards. In top 25 college basketball, 6th-ranked Wisconsin was able to bounce back from Monday's loss to Maryland. Micah Potter had 18 points and 11 rebounds to lead the Badgers to victory over number 21 Minnesota, 71-59. Freshman Hunter Dickinson had 26 points on 10 of 11 shooting and grabbed 11 rebounds as 16th-ranked Michigan got past Maryland 84-73. Franz Wagner scored 19 for the Wolverines, who trailed 54-50 before a 23-5 spurt put them in control. And in a note from the NFL, the Cleveland Browns' COVID-19 troubles continued on Thursday as rookie tight end Harrison Bryant and linebacker Malcolm Smith tested positive. That forced the team to close its facility and delay practice for the second straight day as the team prepares to face the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday with a playoff spot on the line. A league spokesman said at this point the game will be played as scheduled and that the situation is being closely monitored as standard contact tracing continues. Bryant and Smith will miss Sunday's game, along with starting linebacker B.J. Goodson and safety Andrew Sandejo, both of whom have tested positive. And in NHL news, the Canadian government has given the NHL the okay to start training camps, citing national interest grounds. It issued an exemption Thursday to the mandatory 14-day quarantine period for NHL players and team staff to return to the country. The 5 provinces with NHL franchises, however, must give their approval for games between Canadian teams during the regular season, which is scheduled to start January 13th. The seven Canadian teams will play in a new North Division. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports brought to you this hour by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.